Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media and now balancing it all while being a mom. I'm actually here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I actually had less than 500 followers on Instagram. So tune in because I'm going to drop all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time without sacrificing your well-being. So I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Let's talk perfectionism within our business. I feel like, you know, there is a time and a place for perfectionism, but, you know, I am going to sound like a broken record, but perfectionism is the reason why literally 90% of businesses go nowhere. Because, and don't get me wrong, I have been there. I have been stopping myself in the past because my offer wasn't perfect, or my makeup wasn't perfect, or the lighting wasn't perfect for that photo, or there was a spelling mistake in my copy, or so on. And you know, I always remind my clients, and it just infuriates me, because there's so many services out there, there's so many coaches out there who have potential. I could see the value that they're ready to bring to the world, but the perfectionism stops them because they're like, yeah, well, if my picture is not perfect, I can't post it online. Or, you know, if the copy doesn't sound like an author wrote it, like I can't do it. What will others say? What will other coaches say? My clients are not going to sign up with me. And I'm here to tell you that you are wrong. You are so wrong, because the minute that I jumped in when it wasn't perfect, when I stopped caring about what I looked like in my photos, which, you know, I feel like I'm a hypocrite right now, because I have stopped showing up as much online because I'm scared of my image right now, you know, but that's something I'm working on, because I know that's stopping me from even more potential, from broadening my business even further, from scaling even further. And this is something that I work on with my clients all the freaking time, because no matter how many businesses you built, no matter how much money you're earning, this perfectionism literally puts a halt in your plans unless you go, you know, face forward and you're like, you know, screw it. Even if it's not perfect, I am putting it out there because I know this has value. I know my dream client has to see this. And the reason I'm so passionate about this is because when I started my first business as a health coach, and I kind of like, I just needed every single photo to be perfect. I needed every single thing I wrote to be perfect. I'm gonna be honest, I had zero clients, and I even had trouble signing up free clients. I struggled with it because I was holding myself back. Not enough was being pumped out to promote my business or to get the word out there of what I do, who I am as a coach, because it had to be perfect. And I was working a 9-to-7 job. There was only so much time I had for editing, posting, all that type of stuff, you know, filming, whatever it was. And if I kept relying on it being perfect, I was lucky if one post per week came out. But the minute I started saying, you know what, this is valuable, and I just need it out there. I just need them to hear it. Even if there's a spelling mistake, even if I didn't have time to put on mascara, I need this to be out there. The minute I started doing that, number one, people started relating to me more because they're like, oh, she's a normal person. Number two, my message was actually getting out there. I was able to start posting like 3 to 4 times per week, which if that doesn't fit for your business, that's perfectly fine. But I always encourage people that when you're first starting your business, the most important thing that you have to be doing is getting the word out there. Like, who are you? What do you do? And if you're not pumping out content or pumping out an intro of yourself and people aren't seeing it, then how can anyone buy from you? Right? Like, take that in. If you are not your biggest cheerleader and there's no billboard or advertisement about you online, how can anyone buy from you? They don't know who you are. They don't know what you offer. They don't know that you could literally change their life. So I encourage you to post that post, even if you've only checked it 2 times, even if the lighting isn't perfect, you know, put that landing page out there, even though you haven't sent it to your friend a million times to ask if it looks great, if the colors clash, whatever. Put it out there. Because the more you build this business, you're going to have more time on your hands to perfect, you know, what's it called? I used to be so keen on making, I can't even remember what it's called, but like, you know, making the grid on your IG posts look perfect. But that's not why clients buy from you. They're not going to care whether the grid's perfect. They're going to care if you could solve that problem for them that they're facing right now. And if you're just focused on your grid being perfect, but they don't see the value in your program, they'll be like, oh, wow, her page is pretty. And that's it. Full stop. Nothing's going to go forward from there. So this is your sign to just post it and just put your business out there. Even if it's not perfect, even if it's scary as hell, because that's what gets results. You just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. If you liked today's episode, please be sure to leave me a review on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends so that I know to create more episodes like this. And if you loved the value that was thrown your way, go check out my new podcast called All About That Mom Life, where I literally share the nitty-gritty details about being a new mom, being a business owner, and how I'm balancing it all. I can't wait to see you guys on the inside, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode.